Greg Likens here for Dolphins.com, and in case you missed it, the Dolphins wrapped up practice number 10 of 2014 training camp out here in Davie earlier this morning, and the defense held the upper hand over the offense yet again with Ryan Tannehill throwing three more interceptions, but Tannehill provided an explanation for the miscues after practice.
It's a combination of a bunch of stuff. Some throws we're just trying to make in practice to see if it's something we want to move with on during the season. We have other answers on the plays, but the coaching staff wants to take a look at some throws against different coverages and see if we can complete them. And, I think we've come to the conclusion that we're going to move on to another route.
Head coach Joe Philbin explained that today's workout wrapped up the installation phase of 2014 training camp, meaning the team can now look ahead to Friday's preseason opener against the Falcons in Atlanta. It's a game that the team's been preparing for a very long time.
In the spring, we kind of look at the first, once the preseason schedule gets set, we do a lot of our planning really in the spring, since we know we're not going to get any extra film on them anyway. And we put together a generic game plan based on what we see and what we think our team is going to look like August 8th or 9th, whatever that day is. So we've tweaked it a little bit, but we had some thoughts down before we left in June, and we're going to be installing it this afternoon.
Regardless of the game plan, safety Jimmy Wilson and his teammates are unanimous in their excitement about hitting someone other than their teammates on Friday night.
Oh, very ready. We're tired of running against each other, that's the thing around camp. After 2 weeks, you're ready to hit somebody else. So we're going to have our chance to show our young guys to see what they can do on Fridays. And hopefully they go out there and ball out at Atlanta.
Prior to facing the Falcons, the Dolphins will hold one final practice tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. that's open to the public and is expected to be in full pads. For the latest Dolphins news, video, and analysis, keep coming back to Dolphins.com.